We are in Birmingham at the Ipswich World Games 2023. We've bumped into Donna Hall. And Donna, you are involved in running. You're a guide runner.
I certainly am. I would say that I don't do as much guide running as I used to do because I'm getting a little bit older and the arthritis is setting in, but I am part of a visually impaired guide running group called Try for VI, and we operate in the Lincolnshire and Nottinghamshire area, and our aim is to try and give visually impaired people a taster of running with a guide and also cycling.
Okay, how did you get involved?
How did I get involved? Well, I used to do a bit more running, a little bit more competitively, and I bumped into a very nice couple called Paul and Janice Davidson, who are based in Grantham, and they had just started helping people who are visually impaired to run, and I got roped into being a guide runner. I did the guide running course, which is run by British Athletics and British Blind Sport. And it just went from there, really. This group was created. We got some more people together. And it's been a really fabulous, life-changing event for me, being involved with the visually impaired community.
And you don't have to be, you know, someone who wants to do marathons and 10Ks and so on. It can just be local runs, park runs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there is a big visually impaired community that get involved in park runs. And yes, like the thing is, you don't even have to run. Run is a funny word to use, really. But you can just walk, you can jog, you can do a bit of both, really. You don't have to be doing 10Ks and marathons. And the thing that we find with all our visually impaired people is they say, well, it isn't about going out there and running flat out. It's about getting out of the house, walking around, being in nature, and quite often you just want to go for a nice walk rather than a run. So it's all about getting out, and they can't often get out without guides, so that's what we're here to help with.
So how do you run with someone? Are you kind of matched up? Do you kind of have initial sort of get together and chat about it? And then how do you sort of actually physically do it?
Well, how we do it actually physically is obviously everyone's different, and this is all down to communication. So you talk to the visually impaired person, find out their preferences. Do they prefer a tether to use, which is basically a sort of bit of cord or string that we use to join the guide runner and the visually impaired runner, or a sort of what we call an elbow lead or a hand lead. There's lots and lots of different ways to actually join together. For some visually impaired runners, they can actually run without being physically joined, and you just tell them what to do rather than, you know, they're very, very confident people that have probably been running for a number of years, but you can literally just run alongside them, especially somewhere like where we are today, which is near an athletics track, where we've got a very smooth, regular surface and we haven't got to worry about street furniture and things like that. So there are lots and lots of different ways.
And if you'd like to find out more about accessible sports, do have a look at seesportdifferently.org.uk. Donna, thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for talking to me.